In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today I want to speak about a verse in the book of Isaiah, chapter 26, saying, establish peace for us. We all nowadays need the peace of God. And this very special chapter in the book of Isaiah, I wish all of you study, because it's full of hope, full of promises, and full of peace. In that day, his song will be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. God will appoint salvation for walls and bulwarks. Open the gates, that the righteous nation which keeps the truth may enter it. You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for in Yah the Lord is everlasting strength. For he brings down those who dwell on high. The lofty city, he lays it low. He lays it low to the ground. He brings it down to the dust. So that's the start of this special chapter. I like it so much because, as you will see now, it's full of peace and hopes. First of all, he commented on the city of God, which is the church, especially the church of the new covenant, because Isaiah is the prophet who spoke much about the new covenant, about the coming Christ, about his sufferings, about the blessings of the New Testament. So he's saying, in that day, this song will be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. Jerusalem never had a strong city, by the way. It was attacked many times by many people. But concerning the Church of Christ, the Holy Apostolic Church of Christ, it's a strong city. God will appoint salvation for walls and bulwarks. Open the gates, that the righteous nation which keeps the truth may enter it. The righteous nation, which is the church, which keeps the truth in it. As mentioned by St. Paul, he considered the new church, the church of the new covenant, is the pillar of the truth. So the righteous city is not the city in this world, it's the city of God, the church, and the place where it keeps the truth, the real truth given by God, and it's the pillar of truth shining everywhere and telling everyone where is the truth. So we have this peace coming from the church. It's the city of peace. That's why we are crying out to God, please open the gates quickly, because we need the place of the peace. Nowadays, we make our homes like churches in praying God, in studying the Bible in order to regain this peace. But we look forward to have the churches opened because these are the places of God and the places of the peace of heaven. And this salvation had walls. You know, the salvation is kept in the church because of the holy sacraments. We believe the walls of salvation are the holy sacraments and the holy people keeping the salvation inside the church. Also, as you had seen, it's the place of singing, the place of praising God. So praising God is another source of peace. So the church is the city of peace because in which the walls of salvation are there, and also it's the place of praising God all the time. The righteous nation which keeps the truth, which is the Orthodox Church, the Holy Traditional Apostolic Catholic Church. Then he moved on saying in the same chapter, chapter 26 on the book of Isaiah, you will keep him in perfect peace. The man of God, everyone entering the church, all members of the church, you will keep him in perfect peace. Whose mind it is stayed on you. So those who are busy thinking of God, Their minds are always in Him. They are enjoying the peace of heaven. They are different than anyone on this earth. You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever. So as saying this like a statement, those who are busy in their minds thinking of God, trusting in him, that's the truth. But also it's like a commandment, it's like an advice coming from the Mother Church telling everyone, trust in the Lord forever. For in Yahuwah, in Jehovah, in Yah, the Lord is everlasting strength. The same Lord of Moses, the one who made miracles, the Almighty God of the prophets, He is this, our God. He's still there in His church. He's controlling everything for the sake of His people. So let's ask yourself, are your mind busy with God? Your mind is into the peace of God. He said it this way, whose mind is stayed on you. So we need to fix our mind in Christ. When you do this, we are praising God all the time. We are enjoying His peace. His trust is in you. So you do not trust in money. You do not trust in people. You do not trust the news. You do not trust the big names in this world, but you trust in Him. And the full trust is only in God. And His strength is by you. So you feel the power of God because you trust in Him. Then He says, for He brings down those who dwell on high. For those who are full of pride, He will bring them down. The lofty city, these are the cities of the world. He laid it low. He lays it low to the ground. He brings down to the dust. The foot shall tread it down. The feet of the poor and the steps of the needy. So, for the city of the world, for these countries, you know, exiling God from their calculations and putting their mind in the wealth, in science, in their gods, they are very poor actually. And God will bring them down to the dust because they were dwelling on high. They felt like they are gods and they were proud of themselves, but these people will be brought down. So try to be with the poor side, with the humble side of Saint Mary and all the saints, because He will ride them up. Never ever be on the pride side, because those who believe in themselves, they will be brought down to the dust. Then He says, the way of the just is uprightness, almost upright. You weigh the path of the just. Yes, in the way of your judgments, O Lord, we have waited for you. The desire of our soul is for your name and for the remembrance of you. So He speaks about the good people. You facilitate the path of righteousness. You help us to live according to your commandment. The grace of God is always there, offering the help to anyone who needs to be better in spirit. We cannot do it by ourselves. We cannot save our souls. We cannot, you know, change our hearts. We need the grace of God. And this is offered in the city of the peace. And also waiting for godly judgments. We are always waiting God to interfere, God to be just as we used to see Him. He is always fair. He is very much loving to everyone. But He saves only the believers, those who stick to Him, those who run after Him, those who believe in His word. So He gave it this way, the name of God is the source of peace. That's why He said that the desire of our soul is for your name. As if our soul is asking for the name of God. We love saying, our Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy upon us all. So His name is our pleasure, our desire, being spiritually minded. We love to pray and pray the name of God all the time. So he is completing the idea of the name of God and this Jesus prayer, saying, with my soul I have desired you in the night. So my soul is telling me at night, get up and say the name of the Lord. Pray the Lord. My soul, I have desired you in the night. Yes, by my spirit within me, I will seek you early. For when your judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. So we are waiting for your judgments. You are always fair. Now you are balancing things. We are looking up to you saying, please have mercy upon us all, but do your righteous judgment. Let grace be shown to the wicked, yet he will not learn righteousness. So the wicked people may see the glory of God, the grace of God, the help of God, but according to their will, they may not learn any good thing because of their stumbled in their mind and they have this stony heart, so they reject the truth coming from heaven. Let grace be shown to the wicked, yet he will not learn righteousness. In the land of uprightness, he will deal unjustly and will not behold the majesty of the Lord. With my Lord, when your hand is lifted up, they will not see, but they will see and be ashamed for their envy of people. Yes, the fire of your enemies shall devour them. First of all, let's revive the idea that desire of the night and day is to pray God and to call for his name. Please do this exercise. Try to cover your day and night saying, my Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, have mercy upon me. Or say it, my Lord Jesus Christ, I really thank you, I love you. Say it the way you like, but just repeat the name of the Lord 1,000 times. By doing this, you will feel the fortune of heaven, the peace of heaven. Now you are a real member in the kingdom of heaven, because the kingdom of heaven related to the king. And for those who cry out for his name all the time, these are his people. That's why he said it this way, in the night and early in the morning, my soul desires your name. It's like a desire. I'm longing for naming your name and calling your name. Then he stated this, he shows grace to the wicked, yet they do not learn. So do not say, where is God in this time? In times of tribulation, God is there. And everyone can see his hand clearly. But for the wicked people, they do not want to see him. So they can see, but they never see. They have eyes, but they do not see. They have ears, but they do not want to understand. They have hearts and minds, but they reject the truth. So it's not the problem with God, it's the problem of people rejecting God. That's why you will see the punishment coming to these people in the end. Then he made it this way, Lord, you will establish peace for us. All our deeds, you will do it for us. For you have also done all our works in us. It's a nice promise. You will establish peace for us, because you have also done all our works in us. So God is doing our work for us and in us. Because we cannot, you know, change our minds, our hearts. We cannot change the situation. We cannot solve the problems. We cannot grow in spirit. We cannot do many, many things. But he's doing these works in us and for us. So he's establishing his peace for us. O Lord, our God, masters besides you have had dominion over us. We suffer so much for many masters in this world. But we look up to you. We need your help. We need your grace. because you are the one who are helping us and doing our works for us. But by you only we make mention of your name, even to name your name, to cry out praising your name. We need your help. We need your grace, because we need the power from heaven to stay close to heaven. So as if God is pampering his children, he is doing even the works needed from our side. The grace is working in us, for us all the time. But we need just to show our desire and to follow our spiritual desire and not to follow the master of this world. So we are, sometimes we are following the master of this world. And in a stupid attitude, we think much of money, we think much of wealth and, you know, the rich people, the politicians of this world. Wait a minute, these masters can never bring peace in your heart. Go to the Lord of peace, to the city of peace, ask for the name of the Lord, which is the key of the real peace. So he made it this way: by you only we make mention of your name. By you we can mention your name. So even mentioning your name needed your grace. So please help us to cry with your name, to pray with your name, to enjoy the peace of heaven because of your name. Then he's saying, they are dead. The masters of this world and the people following this master, they are dead. They will not live. They are deceased. They will not rise. Therefore you have punished and destroyed them and made all their memory to perish. You have increased the nation. So on the other hand, the nation of God, the city of peace, the real church of God, the people of God, they are increasing, but the people of the world will be perished. O Lord, you have increased the nation. You are glorified. You have expanded all the borders of the land. Lord, in trouble, they have visited you. They poured out a prayer when your chastening was upon them. So your people are always praying to you in trouble. And you poured out a prayer. You helped them to pray from their hearts. You filled their hearts with your spirit. You helped them in praising his name. So in times of troubles, they were all with the grace of God helping us. So we will see the end of evil in this world one day. And also we will see the expansion of the kingdom of God. Nowadays we can see millions of people asking about God, thinking of God, thinking of eternity. They want to revise their situation. Whether they will die or live again, they have to understand the message coming from above. Many good people are now repenting and asking for God's help. So the expansion of the kingdom of heaven coming, the land of peace, the city of peace is growing. But you know, the fate of the evil part is coming soon. Then chastening is like a means of repentance. When God is chastening his people just for repentance, because his good will for the salvation of everyone. Everyone should know God and name his name. And for those who prayed God with his name will be saved. The woman with child is in pain and cries out in her pangs. When she draws near the time of her delivery, so have we been in your sight, O Lord. We have been with child, we have been in pain. We have, as it were, brought forth wind. We have not accomplished any deliverance in the earth, nor have the inhabitants of the world fallen. Your dead shall live, together with my dead body they shall arise. Awake and sing. You who dwell in dust, for your dew is like the dew of herbs, and the earth shall cast out the dead. So, Isaiah is telling us, we, the people on earth, like a pregnant woman going to give birth, so we are suffering. Yes, it's like the labor pains, the start of the labor pains, but still, for us, the believers, it's coming soon to see the face of Christ face to face and to enjoy His peace forever. For those who are offending the name of God and rejecting the truth, they are killing themselves forever. And we are praying for them that may God enlighten their mind to see the truth. So He's speaking about the power of resurrection. He will give us this power to rise up from dead and to live not only for now but forever. So repentance is kind of a resurrection for now. So when we rise up from the death life living, I mean those who are living in this world's lusts, they are like dead people. So we need to repent in order to experience the power of the resurrection. So we will enjoy the promise of being riding up with God forever in the coming era. He's ending this saying, come, my people, enter your chambers, shut your doors behind you. That's very important. Come, my people, enter your chambers. Shut your doors behind you. So spend time with God. Call His name. Invite Him in your heart. Call the kingdom of heaven to dwell inside yourself. Hide yourself, as it were, for a little moment, until the indignation is past. For behold, the Lord comes out of His place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. The earth will also disclose her blood and will no more cover her slain. So it's like the day of judgment. Beware, this day of judgment is coming. So come and enter your chamber, close the door, start praying. Start asking God for mercy, not only for yourself, but for everyone. So remember this day, because the day of judgment will come and we will see clearly the face of Christ. So we need to hide ourselves. We need to spend more time on this personal level of relationship with God. The Lord will come out of His place. So He is coming. So we need to study this chapter. Please go again and read this chapter, chapter 26 in the book of Isaiah. It's full of hopes, full of promises. It will help you to regain the peace in your heart. But you know, we need one major exercise to do, to spend the day and night calling the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, saying, my Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. May God bless you all. Glory to God. Amen.